Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DJ S on KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. So this is, of course, trade deadline, which is like second only to opening day. Like, everyone's just so into it and excited about it around here. Matt Pauly is with me live in studio. Kevin Wheeler joined us again live from the road, driving back from North Carolina. But he's got to be like dying to talk about this stuff, driving by himself, reading these things, no one to talk to about it. Can't really text because he's on the road. So, Kev, you feel free to jump in anywhere you guys want. I'm just going to kind of sit back and watch this conversation. So, Matt, we'll talk about the Cardinals first. So far, so good.
Yeah, I mean, what they got for Helsley and Matt seems good enough. We're waiting on this Maton deal, which we expect to happen this hour. The trade deadline is now 55 minutes away. There's no reason to believe that Phil Maton will not get traded. Seems like right now they're not going to do anything more than that based off a report from Katie Wu earlier in the day. I kind of question whether or not that's the right path. I would like to see them maybe make another move or two, but I don't have an issue with what they've gone back so far. I bet Kevin doesn't either.
No, I mean, you're not getting, like, you know, the elite all-star, you know, type prospect that you see in the future stars game, but we knew that. It's just not what you're going to get when you're trading 2 months of relief pitchers, even for someone with Brian Helsley's background. But you're getting some guys with some upside, right? The kid from the Mets, Baez, the infielder, is a lottery ticket, right? He's got some power. If he can hit and put that power into use in the games, then you've got yourself a quality player at the cost of 2 months of a reliever that you weren't going to re-sign anyway. Blaze Jordan has some interesting skills. I mean, he's got great bat speed, probably swings at too many pitches. I made the comp earlier, Matt, without having done a ton of research, but I've been familiar with Blaze. I told Dave this earlier. I've been familiar with Blaze Jordan since he was 14. Since he was in some of the tournaments that my teams were in. I never saw him, like, up close, but he was kind of a legend as a 13-, 14-year-old power prodigy. But I followed him for a long time, and he's got a little bit of an Alec Burleson comp where doesn't always get to the power, but if he can swing a little less and swing at more of the things he can do damage on, you might see some of that power show up in games.
And I mean, we've seen this year with Alex specifically that is something that can be fixed. And I have so much more faith right now in the folks that are in player development for the Cardinals that they're going to be able to work on things. And yeah, Kevin, the fact that he was in the Red Sox organization, an organization that Chaim Bloom is obviously very, very connected with, gives me that much more confidence that this is a guy that was worth going out and acquiring and see what you can do with him.
I didn't look at it, but was Bloom there when he was drafted?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a guy that he's followed since he was an amateur because he was drafted out of high school. So, clearly, there's an evaluation being, you know, being given to us there. And what I think is going to be most interesting, Matt, and Dave asked me this earlier, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they sort out who finishes games the rest of the way.
Yeah, you know, yesterday they used Riley O'Brien early, and my first thought was O'Brien's probably going to be the guy, and then they used him early yesterday. If JoJo Romero is still around, he's somebody who's got a little bit of experience doing that. Maybe they mix and match and give a bunch of guys that opportunity every once in a while. You throw Matt Svensson in there. You throw Andre Granillo in there. You throw Gordon Graceffo in there. Like, you look at the matchups. You look at the way things are going. Maybe, you know, it's not the best possible scenario, but maybe, look, for all the criticisms out there of Oliver Marmol, I think even some of his harshest critics would say he's really good at managing a bullpen. And I would just think that it might be more on Ollie to manage the bullpen on an everyday basis based off matchups and not based off it's this inning, so this guy's pitching.
Yeah, that's fair. Play the lanes instead of worrying so much about who pitches in what inning. It makes a lot of sense. And also who's available, which is, you know, and this is the stuff, guys, where, like, it's not, this isn't a deadline where you're going to be super excited when it's over, right? Not unless something big happens, like Matt, like you were referring to, like, maybe they do something with Newt or they do something with another guy that's, you know, controlled beyond this year. But it almost feels like they're just leaving that for Chaim Bloom to do the way it's kind of gone. Because I haven't seen much. Obviously, I've been in the car, but even in the last 3 or 4 days, I haven't seen much linking any of their controlled players beyond this year to anybody seriously.
No. And it just – it doesn't really seem to – And I'd like, you know, if you can move on from Arenado, I think everybody's going to do that. That's probably not happening now. Carlos Correa got traded to the Astros, and he's going to play third base for them. So any chance that that was going to happen probably walked out the door when that Correa move happened. But I would be in favor, Kevin, of them moving a position player or two, if for nothing else. It's just so... There's too many guys for too few spots right now, and it's really hard to... kind of figure out the stuff you want to figure out.
Yeah, totally agree. I'm curious, Dave, as a guy that has gone to 25 games, I mean, like, how does this kind of stuff hit you at a deadline when you're seeing at least three guys going out and the guys you're seeing coming in you probably don't see in the big leagues for at least a year or two in Blaze Jordan's case and probably further out for the other guys?
It sounds a little schmaltzy, but I have a good amount of trust in the Cardinals organization. I'm not one of those guys, like I mentioned on the show yesterday, the more I learn about baseball, the quieter I get. You know, like, I listen to you guys talk, and I realize, like, oh, you should just keep your mouth shut and stay in the corner. But it's a little bit like, you know, George Washington died of bloodletting because they thought he had too much blood. And it seems like we have too many infielders. So maybe a little more of the bloodletting for the, like, I kind of agree with Matt. I could have seen a couple of guys go. There's no one who's on my list, like, I wish this guy would go. My heart would hurt any of our position players went. But I think we maybe could have used a little more room there. But, no, overall, I think it was needed. And I think we do need some players for the future. I still think we need that one or two star player, which I maybe should just keep wishing in one hand and crapping in the other because it's not going to happen. Because that's probably the kind of guy you have to go out and pay $30 or $40 million a year, and I don't see that really happening. But, yeah, as just a more than casual fan, that's kind of how it's hitting me.
Yeah, I think – I don't know about you, Matt, but I think that's probably the way Dave described that, kind of a big part of the fan base, but it's not the vocal part of the fan base that you and I hear from.
Yeah, I mean, look, I had some passionate folks coming at me last night, which was not at times it's fun, at times it's not fun. And I don't know how to completely read the fan. I had one person on social media who wasn't irrational at all, but he was basically saying, how in the world can the Cardinals run this back the way it is right now next year? They're gonna have an empty stadium again. They got to do something to fill up the stadium. And to me, I don't know how much of a motivation that is right now. I'm sure they would like to have more butts and seats for sure, but I, based off what I've heard lately, and Oliver Marmol talked about this on the Gas House Gang this week, it really feels like this organization right now is focused on the long term of doing what they need to do from an infrastructure standpoint to get back to a point where they can contend at a high level on an every year basis. And if that takes 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years, that's what they're willing to do. I think for some, the uncomfortable point is, well, then just do, if you're going to do that, you can go full rebuild mode. They're still trying to be a little bit competitive at the major league level while doing all this other stuff. And I'm sure that plays into why they are very hesitant to trade a Donovan, a Nootbaar, a Burleson, guys like that.
Well, that part of the reason I think that's an interesting conversation, because like the only way you're going to sell tickets in the off season is if you're bringing in big names that fans recognize, right? So unless you're going to take two or three of your guys and package them together for one guy that can kind of help you consolidate, you know, the positional glut that we've talked about over and over and over again. And unless you're doing that, and I don't think that would be the target, right? If you're clearing out this glut of players, you're probably targeting younger guys, because you already have guys coming up right behind these guys. You already got J.J. Weatherholt knocking on the door, you know. So unless you're talking about pitching, in which case they could really use starting pitching help for next year, or heck, maybe even a closer for next year, the way things are setting up.
Let me sort of understand the value that we have. Let's say that we decided that we're going to bundle Brendan Donovan and Mason Winn, and J.J. is going to play shortstop and maybe Gorman play second, but what sort of star could you get for two players of that magnitude? Or maybe you couldn't get a star at all.
I mean, you'd get a really good player out of it, but
you're not getting a PCA.
No, I don't think you are. Do you disagree with that, Kevin? I don't think you're getting like this.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I think you'd probably get more for them separately than together.
Yeah.
I think you can get a legitimate, like, high-end, controllable starting pitcher for Mason Winn. I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, now you got to find the right match, but shortstops that are under control for four more years that are already gold glovers and have some offensive ability, I think you would be able to pick a team, and I don't know what team yet it would be, because, I mean, who knows what exactly their holes look like at shortstop, you know, when we get to October and or November and all of this starts up again. But he's the kind of guy that would get you a major league starting pitcher, like right now, and I think prospects with that.
So when you say
Donovan's probably more of a guy that gets you prospects.
Kevin, when you say a high end starting pitcher, like what? How high end? Because then this goes back to the, does this sell tickets? And the starting pitcher has to be high enough end to be well enough known that people actually get excited about it.
Yeah, I don't think you're talking about the ticket seller in that. I think you'd be talking. And again, this is not the right connection, but it's the right kind of player that I'm going to mention, because Seattle is not going to do this, and they don't need a shortstop. They have one, and they have another two in the minor leagues that are coming that are top 100 prospects. But a guy like Brian Wu would be the guy I'm talking about. A guy that's like that, that's already an established high-end starter for a team that has starting pitching depth, and he's got 4 years of control left. Like, I don't know the exact match, but I think Wynn is the caliber of player that can get you that guy. But I don't know, A, that you want to trade him, and B, that there's the perfect fit out there that makes it work. But, like, that's kind of the point, though, Matt, is, like, none of these guys are going to get you, I don't know, none of them are getting you Spencer Strider, right? None of them are getting you a household name, an immediate Cy Young contender.
So can we revisit, I went over this with Wheels a couple hours ago, but Matt, I want to get your input on it. As someone who doesn't understand the ins and outs of this, it seems a bit like a waste what we did with Helsley. You know, draft him, develop him, turns into an all-star. Was the plan always this, that we would let him go at some point?
I wouldn't say the plan was always that, because and it's not completely out of the realm of possibility that he re-signs as a free agent with the club. It got to a point where they were not going to sign him to an extension this year, so you go get something for him. That's kind of the cost of doing business in baseball, though, and one of the toughest things is when you've got free agents is, do you let them walk away for nothing, or do you get something for them? That's part of why Major League Baseball created the qualifying offer, because for the highest-end guys, you can at least get a draft pick if they exit. So I wouldn't say this has always been the plan, but this happens a lot. This is not a unique thing to the St. Louis Cardinals, where you develop somebody and then another team gets to take advantage of it.
But the developing of the big-arm closer and letting them walk is a common thing for the Cardinals. They've done it. Mott, Rosenthal, Jordan Hicks, you know, like, because they seem to be of the belief, and I actually agree with them on this. I in this market, on the Cardinals market, I wouldn't pay a closer that kind of elite money. I just wouldn't do it. I don't think you can afford it. If something goes wrong, you're in a big problem. And I mean, their pattern is pretty clear there. And then look at all those guys, and how many of them do you regret walking out the door?
It feels like most of them gave their best years to St. Louis, Kevin.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You get the best out of him, and then you don't take the risk at the end of it.
Is there a scenario where he goes to New York and it just doesn't work for him there, and then he gets to the offseason and says, this isn't the time for me to make my most money. I'm going to go sign a one-year deal with somebody, and he comes back here.
Man.
Like that's a possibility. I don't think it's going to happen.
Sure,
I think he's going to be fine in New York, but that is absolutely a possibility.
No, sure, that's great. But like, this is another level that upcoming free agents need to think about. There may not be a 2027, or at least not a full season.
Yeah.
Right? There may be a significant work stoppage. So if you've got a 3 or 4 year offer on the table right now and you're 30, do you want to turn that down with a possible lockout looming after 2026? Or do you want to take that guaranteed money? I'd take the money.
Yeah.
All right, so we're here till it's over. Matt Pauly will be keeping us up to date just in case there are more moves. Kevin, thank you. Safe travels.
Pleasure. See ya.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Just in case there's anything on the trade deadline, Matt Pauly is monitoring for us, and we'll bust in if there's anything of note for the Cardinals. Rach, I'm feeling a little unloved by Smart Mouth.
Why?
Listerine just insured Cynthia Erivo's mouth for $2 million.
Oh, the Wicked lady.
Mm-hmm.
First, I was like, I don't know who that is.
First of all, she beat me out in Wicked.
You guys are only insured for 1.2 mil.
I know. That's why I'm a little...
That cannot stand.
No. And it shall not. I will be at 2 million if I have to take out the policy myself.
We should honestly...
Then I'll cash in on it.
Send her a box of Smart Mouth and be like, just kind of rethink this. I mean, I get the, like, feel the burn and all that, and you feel like you're doing something, but you're really not doing anything.
Not doing a damn thing.
You're not getting those parabens.
Sad, my buddy William Shatner is 94, and he is reportedly terrified of death and looking into ways to cheat it, like being frozen or possibly having his head pickled in a jar so that he can be brought back if science ever makes that possible.
Who is like reporting this? Who is he sharing this terror of death with?
He's a talker.
They're turning around and being like...
No, he's a talker. He talks about that stuff pretty openly.
Get this.
It's like as soon as he landed on Jeff Bezos' craft, he was crying and said,
crazy.
Like, it was just death. There's nothing for us out there. Space is a lie.
That was wild because everybody was like, Captain Kirk's finally going to space. What fun. Yeehaw. And then he gets down and he goes like, man, it was not
Yeah,
fit.
Nothing to see up there.
Man was not meant to tread.
Well, like, poor William Shatner.
Jeez, man.
I mean, that stinks. You would hope that by that age, you're kind of coming to terms with the fact that it's going to happen. But I mean, I'm sure it's very, very difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Well, I mean, even being 60,
yeah,
it's just weird just to think, oh, there are more days behind than ahead.
I mean, maybe not.
Maybe not.
You could live
God, I hope so.
Maybe not.
I don't want to get to 120. See? I don't want to get there. There's something called the Dolly Parton effect. It's a new study out of Indiana University that shows that twangy voices are easier to understand in noisy places than neutral ones, especially when spoken by women.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, interesting.
So, my fun dip.
You saw my fun dip.
Today is National Intern Day, as well as National Avocado Day.
Oh. Mm, I like both of those things.
I find the avocado to be a lie.
Why?
Because they go bad really fast?
Overrated.
I like them.
They're fresh.
Yeah.
Add them to a nice salad.
IHOP, my most hated of hops, is introducing Dubai chocolate pancakes.
I saw this, and they're like $130. And they're only available in like New York, LA, and Las Vegas, something like that.
So yeah.
If you're spending $130 on the pancakes, I don't think we have much to talk about.
Agreed. You want to hear the top 10 hated foods in America?
Yes.
Sushi, chitlins, blue cheese, oysters, caviar, squid, tofu, sardines, liver, and the number one hated food, anchovies.
Tofu's good.
I'll try all of that stuff.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.